Welcome to another MyTunes podcast on manxradio.com.
Mark Tiley, the nation's station, Manx Radio.
MyTunes on Mark Tiley in the morning. And my guest this week has been around the journalistic world for a while. And I can say this, you may have heard her on 3FM, back in the day, soap and water. But she's firmly part of the Manx Radio crew now. Please welcome Tessa Hawley.
Hello.
Hello. It's lovely to have you on here. We, of course, will talk about your time, a considerable time, at the other side, at 3FM, a little later on in the week. But Tessa, thank you for joining us. And go back to your early days. Born and raised in Northampton, I believe.
I was. I would say born in Northampton more than raised. We moved to the Isle of Man when I was about seven. So I would say the majority of my childhood has been spent on the island growing up. And then obviously all my schooling done here. I went away to university, but then I came back pretty quickly after that. So yeah, I think I'm like an adopted Manx person.
That'll do. That'll do. So very nearly 10 years working on journalism. So when did the light bulb go on, say, I want to be a nosy Parker. I want to be a journalist.
So I've been asked this question before, and where I can trace it back to is my nana and my granddad. So my nana and granddad used to have a newspaper delivered every morning, which they used to read over breakfast time. So as a child, I spent a lot of time with them. So that's kind of where my love of news started. And they also religiously watched television news in terms of everything else would stop because the news had come on. So used to spend a lot of my childhood years and summer holidays just talking about the news and things that were happening with both my nana and my granddad. So I think that's where I can trace it back to.
It's funny, isn't it? Those early days getting exposed to stuff and it becoming norm in your life led to off you went to study it.
That's it. So I decided to do my degree in journalism. So I went off to the University of Lincoln for 3 years. And then I came back to the Isle of Man once I'd graduated, and I spent a little bit of time working in communications for the government, and then very quickly moved into the journalism world. And I've pretty much stayed there ever since.
And was radio on the horizon, or in those early days, could it have been press or television? Could it have gone anywhere?
I think it could have. Radio wasn't actually ever really on my radar. Particularly at university, I very much specialised in the print side of things. And it was only when I was kind of given an opportunity by chance with radio that I kind of took it further and realised how much I loved the immediacy of radio and the breaking news aspect. You know, you really do have an opportunity to get things out quickly. And as a journalist, I think that's really what gives you sort of the drive to do your job.
How much do you see the convergence of all the disciplines going on these days? Whereas before, radio used to be sound. Now, if you haven't got an active website, social media going 19 to the dozen, photographs, it's a complete merger, really, isn't it?
It is, and it's a completely different world to when I did my degree. Obviously, what we were learning back then, some of it is so out of date and irrelevant now. And I think it really does show you almost have to be so ahead of your game, I think, in this industry. You have to kind of look at what you think's going to come next. I think that the print media will always have its place. I don't believe that it's ever going to die out completely, but I think you have to adapt so much more now, and you have to be able to deliver news and content in the way that people want to receive it.
Yeah, we'll talk an awful lot more about that during the week, but for starters, let's have our first piece of music.
So this song came out in 2013 at quite a pivotal point of my life, I would say. The trajectory that I was on had changed very suddenly. Everything that I knew had kind of got very unstable. And it was a time in my life where I realised that I needed to make some decisions for myself and that I was actually back in control of my life, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's a very positive song for me. It was a difficult time, but this kind of represents coming out of that difficult time and feeling quite hopeful for what lay ahead.
Mm-hmm.
feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. Well, that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. Chance to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. I wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Well, life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser.
Tunes all this week with me, Mark Tiley, is Tessa Hawley. Tessa, thank you again for jumping in to the MyTunes hot seat this week. What first attracted you to 3FM?
Oh, well, do you know, I'd never worked for a radio station, so everything that I'd done up to that point was in print or online. And the company that I'd worked for before had gone through a big period of change and was being sold. And it was one of those moments where it's, you've got to take a risk, you've got to take a chance. And I did, and I went to 3FM, and it was a brilliant period of my life. It was so full on, it was fast, and I just learned so much in that job. I have really, really fond memories of working there.
And it's a small team. It's a busy, busy team. So I guess you had to do everything.
Yes, definitely. You couldn't be a one-trick pony, for sure. You know, you got stuck in, and I really understood how radio in all aspects worked from working there, I think. You just got an insight into all aspects of the job.
I'm glad I asked you that, and I'm glad you didn't say it because I didn't get into Manx Radio. I was the programme director at the time, I thought, did we ever turn you down? I don't think we did. Good. We'll gloss over that because it didn't happen. Now then, when you finished there, a few years ago, you didn't make the move straight to here. You did something completely different. You went off to Manx Telecom.
I did. So when I decided to leave 3FM, and this song is actually really a great fit for talking about this sort of period of my life. So I decided, after being at 3FM for 5 years, I think I'd been there, and I'd kind of got to the top of where I could go. And I was thinking about what I wanted my life to look like from that point. And I decided that I wanted to go travelling. And to do that, I obviously had to sacrifice something, and that was my job. So I did. I handed my notice in, and I remember the day that I did it, I'd been asked to go to Castle Rushen High School, which is where I went to school, and give the Year 11 Leavers Assembly, and to talk about what I'd done in my career so far and all that sort of stuff. And I actually, after I'd made my speech, my end of my speech was that I was actually taking a massive risk myself, in that I was handing my notice in and that I was going to leave my job. I was going to leave the Isle of Man and I was going to go and travel. And that was probably the first time that I'd actually admitted that to myself. So I handed my notice in, and then, about 3 months later, myself and my fiance, we went to South America and we traveled quite extensively there. And it was the best experience of my life.
We will talk about New Zealand, if we can, tomorrow, and another different chapter. But let's have today's track. What's it going to be?
So this song is Mumford and Sons and Baba Mull, and it's a song called There Will Be Time. And it gives me goosebumps every time I hear this, because this was played around the time that I was making those big decisions. And it was also the last song that they played for me at 3FM on my last day before I went to South America.
Get to me, Island Man. Me and Wadi me eat them. Qua Antan Holy me. Holy me, Quanji did me or do not do not. Wadi me eat them.
The cold light I live to love and adore you, it's all that I am. It's all that I have. In the cold light I live, I only live for you. It's all that I have. It's all that I have.
Quand holy me. Kariyo, you got pen, you can die. I sit back and my daddy. What me eat them? What me eat them? What do we need them? Quiet and road to me.
So open up my eyes to a new light. I wandered round your darkened land all night. But I lift up my eyes to a new height. And indeed there would be time. But in the cold light I live to love and adore you. It's all that I am. It's all that I have. In the cold light I live, I'll only live for you. It's all that I am. It's all that I have.
this week on MyTunes, my guest is Tessa Hawley, who, as a journalist, really started out at 3FM, is now firmly in the Manx Radio family. We'll talk about that bit tomorrow. But for now, Tessa, I'd like to talk about a move to the New Zealand Health Service.
You have done your research, Mark. I'm very impressed.
Well, how did all this come about?
So after we'd got back from South America, we decided that our travelling days were not complete. So we came back to the Isle of Man. We kind of regrouped. We went back to work for a year. And then with the eyes that we were going to go on and go and travel some more. So we decided that New Zealand would be next on our list. And instead of just backpacking around New Zealand like we'd done in South America, we wanted to make it a little bit more permanent. So we got working holiday visas, which enabled us to travel and to work and support ourselves whilst we were out there. And obviously the work part of it, threw up a few surprises when we were there. And I ended up working for a children's mental health service in administration in New Zealand. And completely different to anything that I'd done before, but it taught me a lot, actually. It was a really eye-opening place to work, and working with so many different people from different countries around the world, working with people who were incredibly vulnerable. It taught me a lot of life skills, I would say.
New Zealand, for me, is a bit of a mystery. Never been there. I've got quite a few friends from New Zealand, but it always strikes me as an incredibly positive country. Did you get that?
Yeah, I would say so. And I think the biggest thing for me was it was very like here. And I mean that in the nicest possible way, in terms of it was beautiful, it was very calm, it had that kind of island mentality, despite the obvious size difference. It was just a very easy place to be.
Did you work with any of the Maori population while you were there?
Yes, so there was a number of Maori people that worked within the health service, and that was great because that was the real cultural aspect of New Zealand. So that was fascinating to sort of learn more about the culture. I know everybody, you know, automatically thinks of the haka, and we saw numerous hakas while we were there, but you know, just finding out about the values and the things that Maori people consider important was really interesting.
And it was a strictly limited period, I guess, given the way the employment works.
Yes, so with the visas that we got, we could work for a period of 12 months and we had a visa for 2 years. So it was kind of a year's worth of work and a year's worth of travel. So I think we ended up working about 10 months in total. I worked at the hospital, I worked in hospitality, and I also worked on a cherry farm. And I tell you, it was hard, hard work.
Let's take today's track. What's it going to be, Tessa?
So this song is by The Boss, Bruce Springsteen. It's probably the most emotional song I've picked. So if I start sounding a little bit wobbly, please forgive me.
We will.
So myself, my brother and my two sisters were kind of brought up on a soundtrack of Bruce Springsteen. Our stepdad had a very eclectic music taste, I would say, and he really influenced the music that we like and that we still listen to. So when we left the Isle of Man in March 2019, that was actually the last time I saw him. So when we were in New Zealand, I sadly got a phone call to say that he died. And partway through this, what was supposed to be this amazing trip to New Zealand, I actually had to come home. And that was obviously incredibly difficult.
Very hard.
It was. But music, I think, can be a real comfort in times that are difficult. So the song that I have picked for today is the song that we played at his funeral. Whilst it is an incredibly sad song, it actually, I think, is very positive as well. And it was actually, despite the fact that we knew and we'd heard and we'd loved so much Bruce Springsteen, this was actually a track that I'd never heard before that day. So now I think of it in terms of it's sad because it reminds me of that period of grief. But also it's incredibly happy because I put it on my Spotify playlist. And when I flew back out to New Zealand on my own after the funeral, it was a song that accompanied us on the rest of our travels. So it has positive connotations as well.
Thank you.
Tunes guest this week is now firmly ensconced in the Manx radio family. She was in 3FM for a while, quite a while before that. Bit of Manx Telecom, New Zealand, South America. But then you came back. And then you came to Manx Radio. Why, Tessa? Why did you decide you had to get back into journalism?
So I felt like this was my last bite of the cherry, so to speak. I'd obviously worked in journalism for a considerable period before we went travelling, which I loved, but I needed to take that break from it. I needed to find out what else was sort of happening in the world and just to see some more things and experience some more things. I think the journalistic world can be very consuming and I wanted to take that step back from it. And then COVID happened and I realised for the first time really that I was on the wrong side of the story. And we spent an extended period in New Zealand when we couldn't get home because obviously the borders had completely closed. And during that period, I really had a good think about when I did get home, what I wanted to do. So, a return to journalism was on the cards from that point on, I would say.
I know what you mean about being on the wrong side of the story. Sometimes, even when you're just off shift or something, something happens and you just want to be on it.
You do. And that is, I think, the measure of a good journalist, actually, is, you know, you are the one that is up scrolling, looking for what's happening. If you hear something, a nugget of information, your natural reaction is to try and expand on that, to dig a little bit deeper, to ask the questions. And I think I was incredibly frustrated during that first lockdown period because I couldn't do anything. I was watching it unfold and I just felt like I couldn't get stuck into it and I couldn't make a difference.
Now, 3FM, Manx Radio, very different stations. There's an awful lot more news and current affairs carried on Manx Radio in per day than there is on 3FM. So are you hoping to get stuck into deeper journalism here?
Absolutely. I mean, I think I did do that at 3FM. We had a really successful sort of court reporting service, which I led. But yes, I take your point that here there is just a lot more programming so that we have to come up with a lot more content to fill those programs and those shows. And I think it does allow you to dig a little bit deeper, you know, to spend a little bit more time on a story. I'm looking forward to that, definitely.
I was thinking really the longer form. So, you know, yes, the bulletins and the bits and pieces, but you do have a chance here to expand in a particular story.
Absolutely. And I look forward to that. I think there is a lot of scope for that here and a lot of potential and opportunity to bring to look at issues in a little bit more depth, I would say.
What about music for yourself? Do you play anything?
I don't personally. No, I am not musical in the slightest. I would love to be able to play the piano. That's also on the bucket list. I would like to be able to have lessons and learn how to do that. But no, we prefer listening to music rather than attempting to play it.
And is it your intention to stay? Now, you mentioned born in Northampton, a young come over at the age of 7. Are you staying on the Isle of Man or do you have your sights thinking, well, I've done all this travelling, but maybe I'd like to go and work somewhere else next?
No, I think I have ticked that box. There is that saying, there's no place like home. And genuinely, all of the places that we have travelled, all of the things that we have seen, all of the cultures that we've experienced, I have always wanted to come home. I will continue to travel. I will continue to holiday in places and I can't wait till we can do that again. But I think in terms of having a base, the Isle of Man is home.
Just one quick question. Radio, you're here, and yes, it is multi-platform. We've talked about that. Television, any sort of aspirations for TV?
No. Do you know what? I've never been one that's wanted my face on the big screen. I'm more than happy behind the microphone.
Fair enough. I know I am, but for obvious reasons. Let's have the final tune, Tessa.
So this song, to me, sort of, it's that point of looking forward now. So the song that I have picked is a nice positive song to end this week on. It is one that I found by accident on a Spotify playlist, again, when we were travelling. And both me and my fiancé, we just love it. So it's going to be the first dance at our wedding later this year, COVID permitting. And to me, it just kind of sums up the last few years, the adventures that we've had together and hopefully the adventures that we will continue to go on to.
Very exciting. First dance material, Ray LaMontagne. You are the best thing. Tessa, thank you so much for talking to us this week on My Tunes, and very best of luck with that wedding and for all you do for us here at Manx Radio.
Thank you.
Baby, it's been a long day, baby. Things ain't been going my way, you know I need you here. You clear my mind all the time. And baby, the way you move me, it's crazy. Like you see right through me and make it easier. Believe me, you don't even have to try. Oh, because you are the best thing.
You're the best thing.
You are the best thing.
You're the best thing, baby.
You are the best thing.
You're the best.
Thanks to Tessa Hawley for joining me on this latest My Tunes podcast. I'm Mark Tiley, and don't forget to drop in to the morning show with Shaw, 9:30 until 12, Monday to Friday, right here on Manx Radio.